You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show or your smart speaker. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio, and it'll play us live. And again, that iHeartRadio platform, we're there as well. We're everywhere. It is 81 degrees at 410 here on this Monday, September 15th, 2025. I know it's Monday. Feels the same for me. I get it. And with everything else going on, it makes Monday just a little bit harder. I've gotten some tags on some social media posts that actually showed me a picture, and I got some text messages into the studio line here saying, Rob, didn't the president order flags at half-mast for Charlie Kirk? The United States Postal Service on Stafford Avenue is flying at full staff. And I also got a picture of that as well from another listener. And a video from yesterday about that very same post office, United States Postal Service of Stafford Avenue. You know, it's interesting because I received a message about a local post office here. They normally do a moment of silence on the morning of 9/11 when the first plane struck the towers. And they were not allowed to do it this year because whoever was in charge told them it was not a productive use of time to stop everything and have a moment of silence. So I do know a couple of workers took it upon themselves to do it themselves silently instead of an organized event. So I thank you for that, those guys and girls who did that. But yeah, there's obviously an issue here. Obviously. But, I held that other part in as well. So, taxpayers are being billed, and I don't have a problem with this at its face. Now, the number amount may be an issue, but again, taxpayers are being billed $6 million for the arson-related repairs to the governor's mansion. So here's the problem I have. The Shapiro administration officials are shielding information about nearly a quarter of those expenses, citing security concerns. The Shapiro administration has spent more than $6 million in public dollars over the past 4 months to fix extensive damage at the governor's stately residence following the brazen middle-of-the-night arson attack. And if you look at the video or the pictures today of the damage, not today, but after the event, which happened on April 13th, the damage was extensive. And the People's House, the governor's mansion in Harrisburg, deserves to be repaired properly, if not even better than it was. So that's not my concern here, but it should be an open and transparent issue. Despite using taxpayer money, state officials are shielding information about nearly a quarter of those expenses, including who was paid and exactly what the money was spent on. The secrecy adds another layer of mystery to feverish efforts to restore multiple fire-damaged rooms inside the state-owned 29,000-square-foot residence overlooking the Susquehanna River, as well as replace furniture and other household items destroyed by the smoke and flames on April 13th. Private donors have separately contributed to a fund managed by the Harrisburg-based nonprofit to help restore the mansion. So far, neither the organization nor the administration has disclosed the donors' identities or the amount they've contributed to the privately run fund, nor provide a general description of what the money has or will be used for. A spokesperson for Governor Josh Shapiro has said state officials intend to release a list of donors to the fund in the future, though it is unclear when or how detailed the disclosure will be. Administration officials have also declined to say how much they estimate the entire renovation will cost or when it will be completed. The State Department of General Services is overseeing the publicly funded repair efforts. So there's two separate avenues here. There's this nonprofit private donor avenue and then the publicly funded, which is being overseen by the State Department of General Services. It has purchased a variety of items, including new leather sofa, wallpapers, ductwork, drywall, cooling foam mattress, faucets, other plumbing fixtures, according to the more than 250 pages of records obtained. And this was obtained through Spotlight PA, through a public records request. But nearly $1.5 million of the $6 million spent is publicly unaccounted for. Department officials redacted portions and even large swaths of invoices and other records turned over to the news outlet. In some invoices, they blacked out both the name of the contractor and goods provided. When turning over the records, administration officials said that they redacted information that would be reasonably likely to result in a substantial or demonstrate risk of physical harm to or the personal security of an individual, or because disclosing the data would create a reasonable likelihood of endangering the safety or physical security of a building, public utility, resource, infrastructure, facility, information storage system. Asked to elaborate, the Department of General Services spokesperson did not respond to a request for comment. There could be very valid reasons to redact things, not to the extent that I'm hearing here, but like, say, security measures. You're not going to specify what kind of security measures were purchased. Now, could it just be generally added security measures and then not give specific details? So anyone looking at with nefarious intent cannot say, okay, these are the systems they're buying. This is the best way to circumvent those systems.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
That's one thing. Safety and security is often omitted from public records requests when it comes to school districts, when it comes to anything, any kind of public records request, when it comes specifically to security measures, purchases, or anything like that. They can and rightfully be redacted. But to the extent they are here, and then when asked, kind of get a shrug of the shoulders. Statement Shapiro spokesperson wrote, just this spring, a violent arsonist attacked the governor's residence, attempting to assassinate the governor of Pennsylvania, burned and destroy entire rooms and religious heirlooms. The attack left a level of pain and destruction at the residence, a public historic Commonwealth property, and is being recovered from. Again, that has nothing to do. That's everything she said was true, but it has nothing to do with the request here. The request is, hey, how are the taxpayer dollars of our Commonwealth taxpayers being used? No one's questioning anything you just said, but it doesn't answer the question that's being asked. And that just gets you more suspicious. Why do they have to be like this? Why does government need to be like this? It shouldn't. Since then, Bonder said, the administration and law enforcement have been working constantly to rebuild and restore the building and ensure the first family and governor's residence are safe. Absolutely, it should be. I'd be the first to say that. I'd be the first to defend. If they said there's $1 million expenditures on safety and security measures that we will not disclose, I am 100% fine with that. I think that's the way it should be. You nor I should not have any detail of the security measures that are going to take place or upgrades in security measures to the governor's residence. We shouldn't. But it should be disclosed that, hey, $1 million is being spent on security measures. That's not what they're doing. And then when they're asked specifically, they talk about how devastating this attack was on the people of Pennsylvania, on the governor's mansion. It absolutely was. I think we can all agree on that. There's not a person that would say, no, it's not disgraceful that it happened. No, we absolutely need to fix the people's house that the governor lives in. That being said, that's not what they're doing. And it's a simple, I mean, I just explained to you how easy it is to justify and explain this, but they're not doing that. They're answering questions that weren't asked. They're beating around a bush with specific asks here as far as, you know, why aren't we being told this? In early July, Spotlight PA requested copies of all invoices, contracts, receipts, and other records involving the restoration of the governor's residence. The news organization also asked for an inventory of all items destroyed in the fire. The administration denied the request, arguing it relates to communications that has with the state's insurance carrier are exempt from public disclosures. See, again, here, I don't agree with this. You know, why can't we get a list of government items that were destroyed in a fire? The administration did provide a spreadsheet listing 17 contracts, invoices, purchase orders, receipts related to the renovation. It did not provide any underlying documentation until pressed to turn that information over. And again, why slow walk something so simple? It just raises the speculation, is there something going on? And it doesn't need to. The York County Construction Company has received more than $4 million from the state, including nearly $3 million for initial cleaning and fire restoration services, more than $300,000 to restore damaged chandeliers, and another $300,000 to clean the mansion's air ducts. Other services provided include carpentry, painting, installation, new acoustical ceiling and flooring. Lobar was also paid $90,000 for design and engineering fee, according to invoices. See, a lot of this is normal stuff. Invoices show the state paid just over $10,000 for 4 couches from Pottery Barn, $7,300 for 2 Chesterfield sofas, $2,600 for 6 cooling green tea memory foam mattresses, $428 for pillows, and $18,400 for wallpaper installation. Again, I have no issues with any of that. It's just, why the big secret here? Why does it have to continue to slow walk it? Public procurement documents also show Pennsylvania State Police requested nearly $400,000 in emergency funds to pay for security equipment from companies CIEA USA, which specializes in metal detectors, and AMP Global Strategies, in addition to new vehicles for the governor's security detail. Well, were the cars damaged? Officials also paid former State Police Commissioner Jeffrey Miller, who now runs a security consulting firm in California, $35,000 to conduct a security assessment. That assessment's findings were not publicly released, nor should it be. Listen, I agree that that assessment should not be released to the public. That is it's showing the shortfalls of what was currently in place that may be used in future. And it's because if those shortfalls were there, similar shortfalls could be there in the future. So I agree with that. Now, $35,000 to conduct a security assessment, you would think the current heads of the state police would have the ability to do their own threat, risk, and vulnerability assessment. And if they don't have someone trained or certified to do it, that training and certification is free from the Department of Homeland Security. I took it 18 years ago. So I would highly recommend it. And again, the secretive nature of this that doesn't need to be. And it's raising speculation. And it obviously has raised speculation from media organizations across the state to say, what are they trying to hide? They just pointed out the details of what the state police bought as far as security went. So that $1.5 million, obviously didn't go to that. What's the big secret? Why two avenues? A private donor-based nonprofit funding for the mansion repairs and the taxpayers, which is $6 million. I thought he was all about getting stuff done, maybe just not getting stuff done out in the public eye.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.